Our Dvar Torah today is Le'ilei Nishmas Yoshua Yonatan ben David Shalom is Neshama Heaven Aliyah. Moshe Rabbeinu goes off to Midian. He finds a wife. He finds a job. He becomes a shepherd. And as a shepherd, he becomes the one that watches after Yisro's sheep. And we know, of course, the story that he ends up following the sheep into the desert. He goes to a place where there's nobody else. So this way he's not, God forbid, stealing. And he gets caught in the middle of the desert with a runaway sheep. He ends up on Har Sinai and he sees the Sneh Bo'er Ba'esh. He sees the burning bush as it's consumed in fire and yet not being eaten. And Moshe sees this whole thing and he's taken by it, as you and I, I'm sure, would also. And God says to him, Moshe, Moshe, he says Moshe's name twice, and says, Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha, take off your feet, take off your shoes, Kia. Because the land that you're standing on is Admas Kodesh. It's holy. Now, there's a lot of questions to ask. First is, what's the deal with the burning bush? Why is it a thorn bush that God chooses to burn? It's a good question. Why does God repeat Moshe's name? And why is he supposed to take off his shoes? What is so significant? And why does holiness require you to take off your shoes? I know that we have a acquaintance in our town that requires people to take off their shoes when you come to visit their house. I always felt that I don't like wearing shoes, so it's wonderful to take off my shoes, but I always found that that was like somewhat it puts you off. You want to tell me, feel free to be comfortable, and if you choose to take off your shoes, that's fine. In my own house, I would. In someone else's house, it's a little bit weird. So what are the answers to some of these questions? So I'd like to start with a beautiful idea I heard years ago. The Sneh Einenu Ukal. It doesn't burn. What does it mean, the Sneh Einenu Ukal? What is that word? It's not a common word in the Torah. So I once heard a beautiful idea. The question is, off topic, but a grandchild in Yiddish is called an einikel. I remember that from my childhood. My grandparents would call me, oh, this is my einikel. I usually hoped that it was good stuff when they said that. But what's an einikel? Where does that word come from? Perhaps it comes from the word einenu ukal. It can't be consumed. See, if you reach the point where you have grandchildren, then you realize that, like, this mesorah has taken root in your children's children's generation. What Moshe Rabbeinu is seeing is he's seeing into this bush. He's seeing far more than just the present moment. He's seeing the fact that the Jewish people have the ability to endure and the ability to thrive. And even though right now the tree is a thorn bush and it's something that seems to be destructive, it seems to be something that's so worthless, but you have to understand, in an ukal, there's permanence. The Jewish people, they're not going anywhere. Perhaps that's the message that God is sending Moshe first and foremost. What's going to pull you back into the struggle on behalf of the Jewish people is the fact that the Jews matter, is the fact that the Jews will persevere, is the fact that the Jews will still be here despite everything. That's, I believe, the message of the Sneh. Perhaps next time we could explore a little bit more the repetition of Moshe's name and why Moshe has to leave his shoes off. Have a great day.